charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters, we know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. Our guest this morning is Pastor Chris Ogden. And the title for today is See What Jesus Sees.
Yes. So what do you see? This has to be the big question. Amen. What do you see? Well, I'm seeing a Big Mac, large fry, amen, and a chocolate shake, right? No. Amen. The thing we need to see is that Jesus has a plan. Amen. That Jesus has a purpose. That Jesus has... Amen. His ability working in every child of God. Amen. And he wants you to be working. He wants you to be busy. He wants you to understand, amen, that there's plenty of work out there to get done. Amen. The Bible makes it quite clear that the harvest is truly ready, but the laborers are few. Amen. And we need to change that around. We need to turn that around. If there's ever a time to pray, it would be today. I was talking to, amen, or I follow a friend, amen, online, and he's in Poland, and he was sharing so many of the Ukrainian people that are coming across the border, which Poland has opened their borders, and we're appreciative of that. But he was telling me how many of the hundreds of children that are parentless right now that have been shot and killed, and they have been put into underground bunkers to take care of themselves. Hundreds of these kids that... And he was telling me a lot of the news that we're getting here is not the real what's happening over there. And there are just hundreds and hundreds of people that have been killed. And the thing about it is they're not a cause. Amen. You think about what these people are doing to try to protect their country. Amen. And I think about how good we have it here in America. And yet we complain and we're fearful. Amen. And I think that we need to change the order of our walk. Amen. The thing about it is that Jesus went from the natural to the supernatural. Come on. Amen. He sent the boys off. He went to the mountain to pray, which seemed like a natural thing. It's just what he does. Amen. I think every pastor ought to find time to pray. Would you say amen? I think every person in the congregation ought to find time to pray. I believe it ought to be the main set of your daily walk with God. However and whenever it might be, you need to find the time to talk to the Lord. Amen. Stay in continuity. Stay in relationship with God. Amen. But the thing about we need to understand is something happened here. He went from a natural stand into a supernatural scene. See what Jesus saw. Jesus was not present at the boat when he saw this. Amen. And we need to understand that it said when he saw them toiling and rowing for the wind was contrary, he saw the storm. Yet he was still in the mountain at this point that I'm reading to you. Amen. He saw in the spirit what was going on. How many times have you ever walked up to somebody and you saw something different than what you saw?
Come on. Huh?
Have you ever had the hairs go up on the back of your neck? Amen. I've had that happen. Amen. I got in a fight with a tree stump one time. Amen. Years ago, I was scared of the dark. Amen. And it went from a childhood thing, all right? But I'm 40 years old, and I'm still scared of the dark, all right? And the thing about it is that, you know, our home had got broke into. Amen. And somebody got the money out of my cowboy hat that was in the closet that nobody knew about. And that totally put fear in me for years. All right. Always felt like there was. And so when I walked through the hallway in this house we had in Palo Alto, California, overlooking L.A., amen, there was always this dark, amen, corridor outside the house, and there was three windows I walked by going through the hallway of different bedrooms, you know, and it was always like somebody was watching me. That's how I felt. That's what happened to me when our home got broke into, is I had a fear that somebody was there in the dark. And I carried this all the way, amen, till I was a little over 40 years old, and it was a terrible torment. I got to be honest with you, amen. And I built this shop. We lived in this real nice housing addition, amen, in Catoosa, and I built this shop, and we had 300 trees, amen. And I didn't get the lights up, and you know, every time I walked out there, I had this fear. Somebody's in them trees. Somebody's looking at me. And I remember one night I actually got in a fight with a tree stump. Man, it was ridiculous, right? But fear and panic had just overtaken me, and I thought, this is ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, my brother worked for me. Amen. We had a trucking company and a body shop, and he was working for me. And one day we were randomly talking about that old house, and he says, you know who broke in the house, don't you? I said, what are you talking about, man? He said, you know who got in the house. I said, no, I don't know who got in the house. He said, that was Nancy, who was my stepmother, finally, but it was my dad's girlfriend. And it came right to me right then that she knew where my money was at in the closet. She knew everything about us. And when that happened, the spirit of fear completely left me.
Come on.
I was never, ever again, and have never been, afraid of the dark since. Amen. Because I came to the light.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? Amen. And Jesus wants to show us things in our walk with God. People maybe who you never knew you would be in contact with, that you're going to go up to them, and it's just the same as walking on the water. You're going to be doing something miraculous, and they're going to look at you, and they're going to say, I know you know what's up with me. And we need to understand that this is the way. We might never walk out on the lake and say, look, man, what's going on? That might never happen, even though I've tried to walk on the water before. Amen. So far, not so good. Okay? Amen. But the thing about it is that I walk on water in a different realm. Huh? Come on now. I want you to see that. Amen. There have been many times I've walked up to somebody and God had revealed to me, not for everybody else's business, but God had revealed to me things about that person, things that were going on with them, things that they needed to know, that somebody knew, hey, God's big enough. Amen. God's got your back. God will show you. And we need to understand that in the spirit, you can walk in the supernatural. You can operate in the supernatural. And believe it or not, there's people in our world today that need you to be in the supernatural. Yeah. Believe it or not, I still believe in miracles.
Amen.
I still believe in amazing things. I still believe in the supernatural power of God. I still believe, amen, that God is trying to do the miraculous through his people. But people need to get back to God.
Come on.
I'm not saying they're lost. I'm not saying they're not going to heaven. That's not my business, and I can't see their heart, so I have no opportunity to judge them and don't need to be. God said love them. Amen. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is that I can see certain things the nearer and quieter I get to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just like, amen, Jesus got his walking orders in the mountain. Amen. And Jesus saw through the power of the Holy Spirit what was going on with his disciples that he loved. He sent them over there to get rest. They were toiling on the water. If you read a little farther, we won't, amen, because of time this morning. But if you read a little farther, he simply told that storm to be still.
Amen.
There was going to be no more turmoil. There was going to be no more hard rowing. These boys are going to the other side to take a break. And Jesus had to show up, amen, to get the devil off the boat, amen, the devil off the water. And he simply probably didn't yell at the water, probably didn't. Jesus knew who he was. Have you ever heard it? You need to be good in your skin. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are.
Come on.
Come on now. Don't get me wound up here. Amen. When you know whose you are and the authority, I am a child of God. You are too. I am filled with his glory. You are too. I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are too. All things are possible to them that believe. You are too. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. We ought to be a walking, talking, water walking, supernatural and we are in our own realm that he has us to be appointed to. Amen. For us three, we're in the Elk City, Sayre, Sweetwater, whatever. He sends us. We have the ability to give people breakthrough. Just like you were talking about that one, amen, young man with that new business. I pray abundance for him. I pray that he sees the supernatural of God, amen, in his life. And then, amen, perhaps things can change in a different manner for him. But I'm believing for that, amen, just because you brought him to my life. Hallelujah. I'll be praying for him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One more warrior. Come on home. Amen. God knew I would be a preacher. God knew I would be coming to Sayre, Oklahoma, even though I never heard of Sayre, Oklahoma in my life 8 years ago. When I did say yes, I thought I'd be here for 1 year, and I've been here 8 this month. Come on now. Amen. I didn't know that was the plan of God. I'm coming for 1 year. Help them out. They looked like they needed help. I said yes. Moved my business. Moved everything. Hadn't been easy. Been worth it.
Yeah, amen.
Been worth it. Everything is worth it when you're walking with God. And so let's get to the last thing, because I'm going to have to wrap this up. I'm about to get fired up. Amen. Learn to become comfortable in the supernatural.
Amen.
Think about that. Let me say that again. Amen. Learn to be comfortable in the supernatural gifting. In the man, I feel the doodad as I'm saying that. Learn to be comfortable. That means that there's no fear. That means there's no anxiety. That means you're not unaccomplished. That means all you are is the vessel. It's not my power. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. Amen. Remember? Amen. Adam was given all power and all authority. Amen. And then all of a sudden, he got caught up in fruit. That's all it took was the wrong fruit. And the Bible said that he had to forfeit them keys to Satan himself, who was already cast on this world, and Adam and Eve were supposed to be representation to show and grow. Did not God tell Adam and Eve, amen, subdue the whole world? That was to make Satan look even worse. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in control, but man fell. Now, because of grace and because of Jesus coming out of death, hell, and the grave, but he didn't leave without the keys again.
Come on.
Amen. The Bible said he took the keys, amen, right out of Satan's hand, made him powerless. Hallelujah. And so you and I now, because we're messengers, we are the authority of God, amen, in the flesh. Hallelujah, that God now works his power through. That means, amen, what is more beneficial and more awesome about that is now I'm just not, amen, have a touch of power. I have a continual inflowing of power. I never run out of power. I never run out of anointing. I never run out of the authoritative word of God. I never run out of the opportunities that God brings to my life as a Christian. And the great adventure of that is I never know who it's going to be. Woo, glory.
Come on.
I never know who I'm going to run into. I never know when I'm going to have to speak that word. That's why he says stay in season. Be in season. Amen. You never know when you're going to have to answer or share, or it might be that hug. Won't be what you say. It'll just be that hug. And all of a sudden, all that flow starts flowing onto that person.
Amen.
It's like them pink boxing gloves right there. What's up with that? You going to box us out, man?
No. I'm not a fighter no more.
I know you are in a different way.
I'm no longer a victim and fighting for my life.
Right. Hallelujah.
This is how I fight now.
There you go.
I still have my gloves.
Yeah.
That's my word. That's my Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. I'm getting nervous.
I know. You safe, man.
Yeah, all right, all right.
I promise.
All right.
My mama done seen me in a ring.
Yeah, you done seen her in action. No, I bet she can hold her own.
Now?
Yeah, yeah.
When I enter a ring?
Yeah, glory.
This tough.
Hallelujah. That's right. It ain't your fight.
I still got my gloves on.
It ain't your fight.
Because.
That's it. That's your responsibility. That's right. Boy, that's good. Huh?
My victory's already mine.
I say it.
I just gotta put my gloves on.
That's it.
And show up and get in the ring.
And so what does that tell you, though? That tells me that you know who you are.
Come on.
Woo. Think about that. Come Amen. On. You need to know who you are. I am a child of God.
I'm already victorious because
the Bible said you're a conqueror.
Jesus has already conquered hell, death, and the grave.
Woo, glory.
I'm not fighting.
Come on.
Because the fight's already done.
Come on.
All he needs me to do is listen.
That's it.
Listen for that whisper.
That's it.
You know, the ring announcers, when they call you out to the ring, yeah. they kind of loud.
Jesus don't yell.
He don't holler.
No, he don't yell.
He whispers, hey, come on. Come here, I got something for you.
You reckon that's why Jesus always went in the night? If you read the scriptures, you'll find he always went in the dark and always went in the night when nothing was really going on.
Right.
You know, quietness has its place, does
Amen.
It not?
Yes. Huh? Amen.
You know, my dog, it was 3:30 last night, and I've got this 82-pound pit bull. Amen. And yeah, she does bacon and eggs like I do. You know what I mean? She don't talk English, but she knows how to ask for what she wants.
Right.
She likes mushrooms, bacon and eggs, and that's what she gets. Oh, amen. Yeah. But she's half lab, half pit bull. I rescued her out there at the church several years ago, and she rescued me. Amen. And the thing about it is that, you know, she kept waking me up last night. She kept jumping on the bed, you know, which she don't ever do that unless she wants something. And, you know, I go over there and lay down. Get over there and lay down. Well, finally, I just knew she, for some reason, she wanted to go outside, you know. And then she didn't want to come back in, which that was a problem. I wanted to go back to bed. Amen. But the thing about it is that, and let me say this in closing here, because we're about out of time, is we have to learn to walk. Mm-hmm. I've been living for God for 42 years. No regrets.
Amen.
But I walk it better today than I did.
Come on.
Oh, I had a great zeal in the beginning. But now that's attached with wisdom. That means I've been through life journeys, have we not all? And there'll be more. We never conquer life. We just conquer going through life. Can I get an amen? Mm. I don't know how long the journey will be. Amen. I hope I live a full life, which probably I already have. I'm 64 years old. I don't know how old I got to be. Amen. But until I get done, I'm going to be about the business
amen.
First. I enjoy my life. My life's a great adventure. You hear me say that a lot. But it is. It's because I make it that way. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's not a dull moment. Oh, yeah, you get boredom every now and then. But really, I look in the mirror and I'm bored at me. Go get busy about something for God. Amen. And get out there. Amen. Learn to be obedient. That's half the battle. Amen. It's one. I'd say most Christians know what it is they need to do, but they're not willing to sacrifice to do that.
Come on.
Huh? It wasn't easy leaving Tulsa. It's not easy not being with Miss Judy all the time. It's not it, but we're both doing battle. Amen. She has a big family, born, raised in Tulsa, has a big family that she's seeing fruit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I got a big battle here. Amen. A lot of people. Amen. I'm just simply have a perimeter that God has assigned me to.
Come on.
Amen. No disappointments. As long as that is appointed to me, I'll be doing that. Amen. That might change in life. And the last thing is learn to glean the light. Mm. When he wants to light you up, let it come.
Amen.
Think about that. Amen. And that's going to be between you and God, not you and everybody else. When he just simply says, just come to me. I'll never forget it. And I'll share this in close. I built a shop in my house in Catoosa. A detached garage. Amen. But I built an upper room. That was the number one important thing to me. I built a 12 by 16 prayer room in the top of my shop. Amen. I was pastoring in Bixby, which was 45 miles away from where I lived. But never went in that room where it wasn't sacred. I built it with the best wood I could buy. It was a beautiful little room. Never walked in there with my shoes on. It was just a super sacred place. Amen. And I'll never forget it. One day, amen. The presence of the Lord was there always. Amen. Where two of you are gathered, there will he be also. Amen. But I'll never forget this. One day, I did an all-nighter, did that more than once, but this particular time, I'm just walking back and forth. I'm not the guy that can sit in a chair. I got to walk and talk, all right, me and the Lord. And I'm walking back and forth in this 16-foot, amen, area, and all of a sudden, I smell these roses. A fragrance, which I had never smelt that in there before, all right? And I smelt this fragrance, and I remember I opened my arms up. I was just praising the Lord openly. Nobody there. And then the next thing I know, something grabbed me and hugged me.
Amen.
Couldn't see it. Couldn't see him. I know it was the Holy Spirit, but I could smell him. Mm. He sure smelled better than I did. Amen. And what that was to me was a witness of knowing you will never be alone. Never have I smelt that like that before again since then, but I've had different experiences, amen, confirming, amen, that there's light.
Amen.
And that's different for every person.
Yes. Huh?
Can't put out. It's there, and he's there forever, and it's kept me. It's kept me. And I've had my share of battles. Some of them probably self-inflicted, all right? Amen. But the bottom line is that it's not always easy to do the plan of God. It's not always easy to do the will of God. It wasn't probably easy for some of them boys to get in that boat after they just fed 5,000 people, but they did it. Jesus said, I need you to go to the other side. They weren't looking for a storm. They weren't looking for a battle. They weren't looking for a spirit to be walking on the water. And they didn't get a spirit. They got him.
Amen.
Huh? And so when it gets so dark and when it gets so hard, which it does in life, just keep looking up. Amen. Keep looking to him. Because through every darkest day, there's going to be a bright light that will shine you through it. And we will be the victors, just like them gloves. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes all we need to do is just lift up our hands, say, this ain't my battle.
Nope.
This is not my battle. I'm just a messenger. Amen?
Amen.
That's all I got for you, girls. Well, amen.
God, I thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, it's a privilege. Always a privilege.
Sharing some good
I've been so
good
busy,
word.
But I told Neva, I said, yeah, I'll be there.
Amen.
Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my sweet mama, Eva Fleming, and from our brother, Pastor Chris Ogden, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.